Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 13, verse 43. Jesus said, "Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father." Some animals can shine. This special capability is called bioluminescence. You've probably seen it in fireflies on a warm summer night. You may even have seen it in some sea creatures, such as lanternfish, angelfish, and jellyfish. No true plants, as far as we know, have natural bioluminescence. That's why the end of Jesus' parable about the wheat and the weeds may seem a little strange. All along, he's been talking in terms of plants, wheat, and weeds. He explained that the wheat represents those who believe in him, and the weeds represent those who do not. Those who do not will be separated from God forever when this world ends. Those who believe, Jesus says, will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Where does this shining come from? This picture of God's people shining is one that God has used before. In the book of Daniel, God says, "Multitudes who sleep in the dust of the earth will awake, some to everlasting life, others to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever." In both this passage from Daniel and in Jesus' parable, God is describing what those who believe in him have to look forward to. On the last day, after God has removed everything that causes sin and all who do evil from his presence, he will take his people home to heaven. There, set free from all their sins and covered with Jesus' perfection, they will shine like the sun. This won't be bioluminescence that they produce. Rather, it will be Christ luminescence, since it is through Jesus' perfect life and innocent death on their behalf that they are now shining. Wheat normally does not shine, but in heaven, God's wheat will. By God's grace, all who believe in Jesus will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father forever. Lord Jesus, grant that I always trust in you so that by your grace I may shine with you forever. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.